the issues that Andrew's already brought to your attention, I think we have to cope with this. Recently, there's been a publication in Lancet Oncology, a supplement, which is a commission looking at the cost of cancer care in so-called first world populations, US, UK, Europe, Australia. And I think we have a problem. We have an issue whereby perhaps we are over-diagnosing issues. We are over-treating situations. The breast screening discussions are pertinent to this. And I think we're over-promising. I'm not sure in a lot of situations we're necessarily having the appropriate conversations with patients because it's jolly difficult to do so. You've made the diagnosis. You have a young family sitting in front of you. You're trying to take them through what the implications are, what the options are, and everybody expects them to have a decent outcome because that's what they're being led to believe. And I think we have an issue. I think we've also got an issue which Andrew's alluded to. What's the advantage of a trial that has a statistically significant improvement that on absolute terms gives you a 3-week survival benefit? At the cost, not only in terms of the drugs, that's good for the profit margin of the drug companies, but also the cost potentially of how much time is that patient impassably in the latter days of their life spending in hospital, coping with the side effects, the complications of therapies that are inappropriate. We should be more realistic, and I think that we're about to get into this discussion with regard to what is actual benefit of what we're trying to achieve with patients. There is an issue around availability of access and access to treatments, and I'll draw your attention to that shortly. In a way, this is perhaps more so in the USA, and interestingly, in this Lancet Oncology Commission document, it says that those who are uninsured actually get better cancer treatment than those who are insured, because the insurance companies have put their cap on the investigations. And the uninsured are actually being treated according to appropriate guidelines and algorithms. And I think we've also got this problem where we are being stifled by the bureaucratic targets. We are more or less going into the nanny state. You must have this done. We are recommending it to you. We're not having the adequate, I think, opportunities for appropriate discussion to allow the patient to have personal responsibility for their care. And this underpins some of the discussions about how we can bring into cancer treatment discussions the role where we face the